Mac McClellan from Mother Jones is in New Orleans and has been covering the oil spill there. Joins me live now here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, Mac. How are you?
I'm swell. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Tell me the latest this morning on the oil spill and the cleanup efforts.
This morning we had day one of the very exciting oil spill commission meetings that were open to the public. And the first two speakers were someone from the Coast Guard and a senior vice president of BP, and basically every single thing that they said was stuff that has been available in local newspapers for a long time.
Yeah.
So hopefully some real information will emerge at some point during the next, like, 9 hours, and then they're picking it up again tomorrow.
You sound so hopeful.
Yeah, do I? I sound like I'm having a really good time. Yeah, well, you know, even in the beginning, they've announced that the reason that they're having this is to figure out what happened and talk about, you know, the future of what offshore drilling might look like in America. Even, you know, the sort of slick speak that they're using doesn't sound useful in any way to me anyway. In the first hour, hour and 15 minutes, two different people stood up and started yelling and were ejected from the audience, and the second woman was hollering about dispersants because the Coast Guard was saying, yeah, the EPA does have some concerns about these dispersants, and that's all he would say. And so this woman stood up and, you know, said, you know, we need to talk about this. This is really important. The people on the panel were saying, you know, ma'am, please calm yourself at 4 p.m. There will be time for public comments. And she's hollering, you know, we can't wait. We cannot wait to keep talking about this. And I can't sit through this crap. And then she was thrown out.
Yeah. Now, there are two levels of anger. One is with people who are upset about the environmental mess that's been created both at sea and along the shoreline there. But there are also people who are upset that drilling hasn't resumed. We had the lawsuit against the White House and the administration, and things are, I think, still in limbo there because there are going to be appeals, et cetera, et cetera. But there are a large number of people in the Gulf who want the ban on deep shore, deep sea drilling to be removed so that they can go back to work, right?
Correct. You know, so much of the economy has been instantly laid off in the last couple of months with the, you know, with all the problems with the tourism and fishing industry and things like that. That, yeah, the people who, you know, also work on rigs don't want to lose their jobs as well. So, yeah, it seems weird, I know, to people in other states that people in this state who are having everything ruined by oil want more oil. But, you know, they don't have any idea what's going to replace those jobs. And it's not as if the Obama administration is providing any answers for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, BP today is trying Cap 10, their 10th effort to get something over the giant hole in the earth that is spewing black goo. Any success there yet?
Well, they're being very cautious. After, you know, they announced that Top Kill was working and then it wasn't, I think this time they're at least going to wait until they really know that they did a good job before they announced that they did a good job. So they're saying things are looking promising. It's looking promising, but they won't go any further than that.
Okay, so they're trying to put this thing on there so that they can capture the oil. That oil, they claim, still belongs to them, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So even the rest of the oil everywhere that's doing damage, which they claim isn't theirs, they still claim is theirs. I mean, it's just so silly to hear BP talking about this thing. Are they even saying anything anymore, or now that Tony has gone away, has BP quieted down?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard anything different, you know, than it's all very standard PR speak. The guy at the hearing today was saying, we're doing the best that we can. We're doing everything that we can. This is really important. We totally understand that this is important. You know, just kind of empty, meaningless statements. And then, you know, they won't say anything real to answer any real questions. Someone on the panel said to the senior vice president, what are you guys going to do if this relief well doesn't work? And he basically said, oh, we're pretty sure it's going to work.
Yeah. Just like you were with 9876543211.
That's right.
Yeah. How are the beaches?
It depends on what state you're in. In a lot of the states, in Louisiana, they do not look good. Alabama looks pretty bad. I haven't been to Mississippi, but I understand that they've taken their share. I was in Pensacola last weekend, and the water is still just that gorgeous emerald green that you only get in Pensacola, but there's tar balls all over the beach, and not just all over the beach, because Pensacola will not shut down its beaches because they're so dependent on those tourism dollars. People are tracking tar balls and oil residue all over the city now. So there's all kinds of contamination, and that, you know, of course, that's only the beginning of it. Pensacola has had some pretty good wash up, but nothing compared to what Louisiana has and what they still have in store.
Wait a second, Mac. The beaches are open and people are going there even though there's goo all over the place?
Yeah, they're open. They're open for business. If you go to the Pensacola, if you go to any of the websites or call any hotel and ask them if they're open, they will say, yes, we are open for business. At my hotel, they answer the phone saying, we're having fun at Pensacola Beach. So they don't want to close it down, and I understand why. At the same time, the health department is issuing statements that are kind of confusing. I wrote about it on Mother Jones, the extent to which the health department is releasing these messages that really leave people unsure of how safe it is to go in the water. On the one hand, they say you should avoid contact with the water if you can, as though you can't stop yourself from going to the beach. But if you really want to go in the water, that's fine. So people don't really know, you know, whether it's safe or not. You know, I've been covering this for 9 weeks now or something, and
yeah.
Even I was getting, you know, such mixed messages and saw so many people on the beach that at some point I called our environmental correspondent, Kate Shepard, and asked her, it is really not safe for me to be in here, right? Because everybody else is doing it and it looks okay. So who knows what people in Florida are being exposed to right now, but the beach is definitely open.
So there are people in the water at those beaches. They're not just lying on the sand. They're actually going into the Gulf.
Correct.
And are they coming out with stuff all over them?
You can't see a lot. You can't always see the residue. You know, you can see it when it's heavy oil, of course, and that happens. They get, you know, they get that washed up occasionally. But for the most part, it's just trace. And people who are testing the water, University of West Florida is in charge of testing the water for trace. And every single time that they test it now, they get trace. There's definitely oil in it. They know that the water is contaminated, but you can't see it. And so the people who are in the water can't see it, and I think that, you know, that's what they're basing the fact that it's okay to go swimming.
Yeah, they're watching, you know, somebody's kids coming out of the ocean or out of the Gulf, and they're seeing that they're not all covered in this black goo, and they, well, it must be okay. Let's send our kids in there.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, the health department seems to be using whether or not you can see heavy oil as their determination for what to tell people, even though, of course, they know that, you know, even if you can't see it, it could still be there. And one health department worker who must remain anonymous said, the only way that we're going to close this beach is if it catches on fire. So apparently it's going to stay open for a while.
Last thing I got to ask you about is the compensation for the people who were harmed by this. BP said that they were going to step up originally, and then the Obama administration made them put aside billions of dollars for that. What are the business owners and the people being affected by this saying about that?
A lot of people filing claims. Last I heard, a lot of people still waiting for money. They would get, you know, there's a series of checks that a lot of people are supposed to get. Just because they've gotten their first check doesn't mean that they've gotten their second checks and the checks are late. And so a lot of people, I mean, if the amount of people who show up to wait in line for 5 hours at Catholic Charities to get a $100 grocery voucher is any indication, that money is not coming in.
Wow. Mac, great job. Thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Mac McClellan from Mother Jones here on the Charles Jaco Show with Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.